It's currently 79 degrees at 4:55. We've got some area high school baseball for you tonight. We're down at Schuyler County. It's Schuyler County taking on Putnam County. That's our first game. And with this afternoon's play-by-play, here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Hey, thank you very much, Dave, and welcome everybody to semifinal night at the Class 2 District 6 softball or baseball tournament here at Schuyler County High School. And as Dave said, the first semifinal, the number one seed Putnam County Midgets taking on number four Schuyler County. Schuyler County, the fourth seed, they defeated Milan last Friday night 13-0 in five innings. And this first game is being brought to you on KMM by the Schuyler County Boosters, Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. Schuyler County R1 Booster Club. Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper. Slayton Polaris ATVs north of Memphis. Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. And Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis. And by these Putnam County Boosters, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, the Unionville Republican, and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis. Let's take a look at starting lineups. First four, Schuyler County, they will be the visiting team on scoreboard. They come in with a record of 8-8, coached by Brad Moncrief, and leading off and catching Cale Windy. Batting second, playing shortstop, Elliott Sevitz. In left field, batting third, Ryan Ferris. Batting cleanup and pitching, Trevin Small. At third base, batting fifth, Connor Smith. Batting sixth, playing first base, Branson Morrison. In center field, batting sixth, Eddie Berry. In right field, batting eighth, Cooper Amon. And batting ninth, playing second base, Bryson Wilson. So it'll be Cale Windy, Elliott Sevitz, Ryan Ferris, Trevin Small, Connor Smith, Branson Morrison, Eddie Berry, Cooper Amon, and Bryson Wilson. Again, the Rams 8-8, and coached by Brad Moncrief. For Putnam County, they come into the record of 15-2, coached by Blaine Robinson, leading off and pitching Lance Fowler. Batting second, playing center field, Jaden Pribble. Batting third and playing shortstop, Gage Pearson. Batting cleanup and catching, Zach Heidenwith. At second base, batting fifth, Braden McReynolds. The DH, batting sixth, Vinny Jones. Batting seventh, playing right field, Carter Quint. At first base, batting eighth, Braden Walter. And batting ninth, playing third base, Reese Brundage. So it'll be Lance Fowler, Jaden Pribble, Gage Pearson, Zach Heidenwith, Braden McReynolds, Vinny Jones, Carter Quint, Braden Walter, and Reese Brundage. And again, Putnam County comes in with a record of 15-2 and coached by Blaine Robinson. And I'll be back with the play-by-play in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Rock Legends, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The Red Hot Chili Peppers recently received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Anthony Kiedis thanked fans while standing on Hollywood Boulevard.
We started off playing dive bars up and down the street and making a handful of people dance and come to life. Thank you for celebrating this. Much love.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept, and to help you get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed, queen, now only $19.99, plus free premium home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Congressman Sam Grace with an update on what I've been working on in North Missouri. In 2022, my office has returned over $6.7 million to taxpayers and resolved over 550 cases for constituents. If you need help with IRS refunds, Social Security, VA benefits, or any other federal issue, please contact my office at graves.house.gov/contact.
Paid for with official funds from the Office of Congressman Sam Graves.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. In yet another day of volatile trading, stocks finished the Monday session mostly lower. The S&P 500 fell 15 points, and the NASDAQ Composite slid 142, but the Dow Industrials did eke out a gain of 26 points. Mixed results out of Take-Two Interactive after the close. The video game maker appeared to top expectations in reporting a quarterly profit equal to 95 cents a share on revenue of $930 million. However, total bookings, the net amount of products and services sold during the period, $845.8 million, was shy of estimates, and its forecast for the current period a bit tepid. Still, Take-Two shares are up 3% in after-hours trading. It's a tight labor market, and some high-ups at Walmart are worried that they might soon have trouble having an adequate number of high-level store managers. The Wall Street Journal says that's why the discount giant recently launched a program to recruit and train college graduates to become store managers. That's Your Money Now.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.
Pepsi Cola Memphis Bottling Company.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
And welcome back, everybody, to Scottah County R1 High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Midget, Scottah County Ram Baseball. On your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. Take a look at the defense for Putnam County. From left to right, Carson Anders in left field, Jaden Pribble in center, Carter Quint in right at third base, Reese Brundage, Gage Pearson at shortstop, Braden McReynolds at second, Braden Walter at first. Behind the plate, Zach Heidenweth and Lance Fowler on the mound for the Putnam County Midgets. For Scottah County, leading off will be Cale Windy, Elliot Sevitz on deck, and Ryan Ferrison. A whole 1-2-3 for the Scottah County Rams. Beautiful day for baseball. The wind, looking at the flagpole on the football stadium, it's really not blowing that hard. Maybe they got it tied down. I don't know. But the wind coming out of the west, so it means it's blowing out, or the north, rather, it means it's blowing out to left field or left center field. So every fly ball is going to be to the outfield anyway, is going to be an adventure. I can see that coming right now. So Lance Fowler will start things off for Putnam County. If they get by this game, I can see Gage Pearson going to the championship game. So the winner goes home, gets ready for football next year, and the winner goes on to for the championship game on Wednesday night. Coming up next, after this one, the second semifinal of the night, Scotland County and the number 2 seed, Marceline Tigers. So Cale Windy steps in the box. Right-handed hitter is set. As Lance Fowler, hard-throwing right-hander, looks in. First pitch to Windy on the way. It's a fastball a little high, ball one. That's the way we start this one. As Fowler likes to get the ball and throw the ball. His next pitch on the way, swung on and missed strike one. Threw a heater right by Cale Windy. So 1-1 on one day as Fowler winds and fires. Strike two, cross at the knees. That's where Lance Fowler likes to live, at the knees over the outside corner. So it's 1-2 on one day. Fowler's pitch on and missed strike three. Got him on a high, hard one. So that's the first out for Schuyler County in the top of the first. That brings in the shortstop, Elliot Sevitz. And moving on deck is Ryan Ferris. So Sevitz, right-handed hitter, stands in. Fowler gets his sign, winds and fires. Fastball outside. And it's 1-0 to Elliot Sevitz. So Sevitz stands deep in the box. Fowler winds, pitches. Strike, call at the knees. He was a count of ball and a strike on Elliot Sevitz. As Fowler winds and fires. Swung on, foul straight back. Sevitz was on that fastball. Just got under it. It's a ball and two strikes to Elliot Sevitz. As Sevitz is set, Fowler, deep breath. Looks in, gets the sign. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed that three. As Elliot Sevitz goes down on strikes to the second out, that brings in the left fielder, the third place hitter, Ryan Ferris.
Now batting.
So Ryan Ferris moving on deck, cleanup hitter, Trevin Small. So hadn't been very many pitches to get two outs for Lance Fowler. First pitch, swung on and missed. He's throwing heat every pitch. No, nothing off speed right now from Lance Fowler. As Fowler winds and fires, swung on and missed strike two. That might have been just a little bit of a slider the way Ferris swung at that. So it's 0-2 on Ryan Ferris. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed strike three. So Schuyler County goes 1-2-3. Lance Fowler strikes out the side, all of them swinging. So they score no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We played one half from Schuyler County. And after one half, it's Schuyler County nothing, Putnam County coming to bat. And this afternoon's game is being brought to you on KMEM by these fine Putnam County boosters, the Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County Arlen Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. By the Unionville Republican and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, north of Memphis. And by the Schuyler County Boosters, Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. And by the Schuyler County R1 Booster Club. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for Schuyler County in the defense. In left field, Ryan Ferris, Eddie Berry in center, Cooper Amon in right, at third base, Connor Smith. Elliot Sevitz at short, Bryson Wilson at second, Branson Morrison at first, behind the plate, Cale Wendy, and on the hill is Trevin Small. So Trevin Small will face the top first three hitters from Putnam County, Lance Fowler, Jaden Pribble, and Gage Pearson. If anybody gets on, Zach Hayden-Webb. A lot of clouds in this blue skies, and once in a while, the sun will duck under a cloud. There's a couple of dark clouds hovering around, but right now it doesn't feel like rain. Just a beautiful afternoon. I'd say the temperature's in the low 80s. Again, the wind, I'd say what wind there is blowing out of the north, so that's toward left field. So Trevin Small will take all the warm-ups he gets. Top of the first. Throwing in the bullpen's one thing, but get out on the mound, that's a different story. So there goes the throw to second, and Lance Fowler will stride to the plate. Again, Schuyler County played Friday night, defeated Milan in five innings, 13-0 on a one-hit combined shutout by Schuyler County pitchers. But now they're facing number one, Putnam County. Putnam County's first game on this field. So Trevin Smalls, first pitch on the way. It's a fastball low, and 1-0 the count on Lance Fowler. Jaden Pribble moves on deck. So Fowler, right-handed pitcher, right-handed hitter. As Small winds, fires a slider outside, ball two. So 2-0 the count to Lance Fowler. That's Fowler. Waits, he stands deep in the box. Small gets his sign from Wendy. Pitch on the way. Just a strike call, caught the outside corner. Kind of changed up a little bit on a slider, and it's two balls and a strike to Lance Fowler. So Trevin Small winds and fires outside, ball three. These Putnam County hitters are all good hitters, but they're not prone to taking a walk. They will take the walk if somebody gives it to them. They don't swing through the heels very often. 3-1 pitch on the way. In front of the plate, Lance Fowler draws the leadoff walk as he'll trot to first base, and that brings up Jaden Pribble, the center fielder. A huge crowd on hand, as you might guess. Schuyler County and Putnam County, a lot of Putnam County fans here. So Jaden Pribble, right-handed hitter, center fielder. Small, looks into the side, now the stretch, checks Fowler. Pitch on the way, strike, call. Again, the slider caught the outside corner. And it's 0-1 to Jaden Pribble. Gage Pearson moves on deck. Lance Fowler on the first base, nobody out. Bottom of the first inning, no score. And a Small checks Fowler. The stretch and the pitch is Pribble showed bunt, and the ball gets away from Wendy. As I've talked about, it's a ways from home plate to the backstop. Anything by the catcher, and it's almost automatic that you're going to advance the base. So here's the count of ball and a strike. As Pribble, long look down to third base coach Blaine Robinson. As he showed bunt, pulled it back, and then it's 1-1. So Trevin Small, next pitch. As again, Pribble showed bunt, and the ball gets away from Wendy. And Lance Fowler moves to third with nobody out. So that's two bunt attempts by Jaden Pribble. And the ball, both pitches got away from Cale Wendy. So Lance Fowler on the third base, nobody out. 3-1 the count. Maybe it's 2-1. 2-1 the count on Jaden Pribble. As Trevin Small, still out of the stretch, tries to keep Fowler close. Next pitch, swung on, foul, backing out of play. And it's two balls and two strikes on Jaden Pribble. So Trevin Small, kind of the opposite number of Fowler as far as getting the ball and wanting to throw the ball. He takes his time. Now the stretch, the 2-2 pitch on the way. And it hit Jaden Pribble. So Jaden Pribble is hit by a pitch. He goes to first. And you can about bet that Gage Pearson is going to take the first one. And Pribble's going to go to second. Now, before this gets out of hand, Brad Moncrief calls a timeout. As he wants to go out and talk things over with Trevin Small. Because things could get out of hand pretty quick. First and third for Putnam County. Nobody out. And the number three hitter is at the plate. You would not think that they would walk Gage Pearson intentionally to load the bases now with a cleanup hitter coming up. But I'm sitting here. I'm getting paid to talk about this. Brad Moncrief is getting paid to make these kind of decisions. So we'll just have to wait and see. So long talk by Coach Moncrief. Yeah. As I'm surprised, well, now the meeting on the mound is over. I'm kind of surprised that the home plate umpire didn't go out and break it up sooner, but everything's back to normal. As the home plate umpire gets back behind Cale Wendy. Now Gage Pearson stands in a tall, right-handed hitting shortstop. as the first pitch on the way. It's over the low, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Gage Pearson. This is my fourth ball game, and I've seen two home runs hit in three games. So this is the fourth one. Next pitch swung on and foul to Blaine Robinson. He makes a heck of a catch. Jumps, tries to get it back to Small, and it's a thrown at the first base. And he got that on the first hop. That has to sting. And it's a ball and a strike to Gage Pearson. And now, multitude of signs given by Blaine Robinson. Trevin Small stretches and pitches. There goes Pribble. And again, it's fouled down the third baseline off the fence. And third baseman Connor Smith will trot over, pick it up, and gets it back to Trevin Small. So Pearson with a count of a ball and two strikes. As Small checks the runner at first, that's Pribble. Fowler at third. Now throw to first, and Pribble back in time. As Morrison dropped the throw, Lance Fowler wasn't going to take a chance. And it's two balls and two strikes on Gage Pearson. As Trevin Small checks the runner at first, checks on second. The pitch on the way. A ground ball should be foul. Right down the line and hop foul just before it got to the bag. Umpire right on top of it called a foul. It's still 2-2 on Gage Pearson. Nope, it's 1-2 on Gage Pearson. The scoreboard's right. I was wrong. No problem there. Next pitch, a changeup, and Pearson just got a piece of it. And still ball and two strikes to Gage Pearson. On deck is Zach Heidenweth. First and third, nobody out for Putnam County. Bottom of the first, no score. Trevin Small ahead in the count, 1-2. Stretches, pitches. Swung on a gapper. That may clear the bases. It'll go to the fence. Barry picks it up. Here comes Pribble around first. He'll score, and there goes Pearson on the second base in the double. Gage Pearson found the right center field gap, went to the wall. Barry did all he could do and got it back, but too much speed on the bases. Pribble could see it was going to be a hit. He just lowered the head and took off. So Putnam County jumps out 2-0. In steps Zach Heidenweth, the catcher. So Gage Pearson takes his lead at second. As Small, first pitch, swung on, and a fly ball gets down. As Cooper, it went to Cooper Amon and right. Gage Pearson, after with Amon drop it. Okay. So Cooper Amon, it's hard to see to the right field corner from where I'm sitting. So fly ball to Cooper Amon, and he dropped it, so that's going to be an E9. And Heidenweth on at second base. Gage Pearson scores to make it 3-0. That'll be Braden McLennell.
Number five, Chase Tomlin.
Okay, Chase Tomlin will run at second base for Gage Pearson. And Braden McReynolds, the second baseman, left-handed hitter, will stand in. Now the umpire making sure all his bookkeeping is right.
He's mad and blank. Oh, my God. Brett, your brother's going to get kicked off. Did you just see that?
So Braden McReynolds.
Moncrief is mad and the blank went up there like this. That's what he did to him the other night.
So McReynolds. Waits a small pitch on the way in the dirt. I'm going to say it in the dirt. It's in the carpet, but I'm just going to say it in the dirt. So 1-0 of the count to McReynolds. As Small checks the runner, pitch on the way in the dirt again. Nice stop by Caleb Wendy, and it's 2-0 to Braden McReynolds. Vinny Jones, the designated hitter, on deck. as Trevin Small checks the runner at second. The stretch in the pitch, swung on and tap foul at the plate, and that got the home plate umpire. So now Small comes in, picks up the ball. Lane Robinson calls McReynolds down the third baseline and going to give Joel Shipman a chance. I think that caught him on the inside of the knee. And now Cale Windy will go out as a base umpire, comes in and checks the ball. They're going to give Joel Shipman time to try to shake that one off. It was a foul ball, bounced up, and I think maybe it got the home plate umpire on the inside of the knee. That's where he was kind of rubbing. So, Joel, everybody comes back, and I'm sure they're all going to say, "Sir, are you all right?" And he's going to say, "No, I'm hurt." He stands in as 2-1 to McReynolds as Trevin Small checks the runner at second. As Small stretches, pitches. It's high and outside, ball three. 3-1 the count on McReynolds. Vinny Jones on deck on the second base is Chase Tomlin. As Trevin Small stretches, pitches, swung on and missed strike two. And it's a full count on Braden McReynolds. A man on second, that's Chase Tomlin. Three across already and still nobody out for Putnam County, the bottom of the first. As Small stretches, pitches, swung on, foul back and out of play. That may have landed on the softball field. So new softball field, just almost identical to this baseball field, only softball dimensions. 3-2 the count. Small stretches, pitches, swung on, one hopper right back to Small. He goes to first. Zach Hyde, Chase Tomlin goes to third, and Braden McReynolds grounded out 1-3 for the first out, but he did his job. He got Chase Tomlin to third. Now Vinnie Jones, the designated hitter, will stand in. Long look down to Coach Blaine Robinson. So Jones, right-handed hitter, stands in. Out of the wind goes Small. First pitch is swung on. Hits the mound, goes way high, picked up by seventh over to first with the out, so it goes 6-3. But the run comes in to score to make it 4-0. Putnam County with the lead. Nobody on, two out for the Midgets. As Carter Quint, the right fielder, will stand in. That ball hit the mound, went way high, and Sevich caught it at second and threw him out. First pitch to Jones is high, ball one. 4-0, Putnam County with the lead. Nobody on, two out, bottom of the first. Vinny Jones, the designated hitter, pitch from Small, outside, ball two. So 2-0 the count to Vinny Jones, or to Carter Quint. Braden Walters moves on deck. Quint, the seventh batter to come to the plate for the Midgets. As Smith swung on and missed strike two, Small rather. 2-1 at the knees that Quint didn't catch up with, and it's two balls and a strike to Carter Quint. Trevin Small stretches and pitches way high, throws it over Wendy's head, and it's three balls and a strike. And now the throw back to Small gets by Trevin, picked up by Wilson at second, gets it back to Small, and it's three balls and a strike to Carter Quint. As Quint, right-handed hitter, waits. As Small winds, fires. Outside, ball four. And Carter Quint draws the base on ball. He's on at first with two out. That'll bring in Braden Walter, the first baseman. Walter, the eighth Midget to come to the plate here in the bottom of the first inning. Putnam County leading 4-0. As Walter, right-handed hitter, waits, dispatched by Small. Pitch on the way is fastball high, ball one. One and over the count on Braden Walter. Trevin Small gets the sign, the stretch, and the pitch. Outside, ball two. Again, Putnam County not averse to taking a walk. Number eight hitter, 2-0 count on Braden Walter. Trevin Small, pitch on the way. Inside, ball three. So 3-0 the count to Braden Walter. So Walter will, in all likelihood, take a pitch. As Trevin Small winds, fires outside, ball four. So Walter goes to first, going to second, Carter Quint. And that is one, two, three, fourth base on balls given up by Trevin Small. Now Brad Moncrief comes out, so Trevin Small's day is over. Going to be a pitching change right off the bat, and they're going to bring in Elliot Sevitz. So Sevitz will come in from shortstop, and Small will go out to shortstop. So the two will just change positions, and I'll be back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Hi, this is Congressman Sam Grace with an update on what I've been working on in North Missouri. In 2022, my office has returned over $6.7 million to taxpayers and resolved over 550 cases for constituents. If you need help with IRS refunds, Social Security, VA benefits, or any other federal issue, please contact my office at graves.house.gov/contact.
Paid for with official funds from the Office of Congressman Sam Graves.
Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, north of Memphis.
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County, Arlington High School. A pitching change for Schuyler County in the bottom of the first. 4-0, Putnam County the lead, runners at first and second. And Elliot Sevitz will come on in relief of Trevin Small. And the number nine hitter, Reese Brundage, will stand in. So two on, two out for Reese Brundage. As Elliot Sevitz looks in, now the stretch. Checks the runner at second, first pitch. Fastball outside, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Reese Brundage. As Sevitz stretches and pitches. Swung on and missed the slider. Pull a string on Brundage, and he way out in front of it. So it's 1-1 to Reese Brundage as Sevitz winds pitch or stretches pitches out high, ball two. So 2-1 to count to Reese Brundage. Here's the man he wants right here. Doesn't want to go back to the top of the order. So 2-1 pitch on the way. A little bit inside. Three balls and a strike to Reese Brundage. Sevitz looks in, gets a sign. The stretch and the pitch. Swung on, a long one into left field. Way back, off the screen. Here comes one run. Around third, here comes the second run. The throw home, he is out. So Carter Quint came in to score. Walter tried to score, and he was thrown out at the plate. And Reese Brundage, that would have been a – I'm going to give him a single. How about you, Janice? Just a base hit. As he dies at first, but Putnam County puts five on the board in the bottom of the first. They score five runs on one just two base hits, one error by Skyler County, and it turned out they had one left on base. We played one full from Skyler County, and after one, it's Putnam County 5 and Skyler County nothing. And this afternoon's game is being brought to you on KMEM by these Putnam or Skyler County boosters, the Skyler County Times weekly newspaper, Slayton Bolaris ATVs, the Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis. And by these Putnam County boosters, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC, the Unionville Republican, and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis. So there goes the throw to second. And for Skyler County in the top of the second, it'll be 4, 5, and 6. Trevin Small, Connor Smith, and Branson Morrison. If anybody gets on, Eddie Berry. So Trevin Small started on the mound. He was relieved, now playing shortstop. Left-handed hitter stands in deep in the box. As Lance Fowler looks in, the hiding whip gets a sign to pitch on the way. It's a change-up high, ball one. 1-0 the count to Trevin Small. On deck is Connor Smith. As Fowler's next pitch, hit the fastball, gets by Heidenwith. Hits the back wall, bounces back to Zach, and it's 2-0 to Trevin Small. As Fowler, the next pitch, hit the fastball high, ball three. So 3-0 the count to Trevin Small. Top of the second, 5-0, Putnam with the lead. Fowler winds and fires. High ball four, walked him on four straight pitches. So a leadoff walk to Trevin Small. Okay. That'll bring up Connor Smith, third baseman. Smith, right-handed hitter. Stands in. Tall, right-handed hitter. Fowler stretches, pitches, strike, call it to knees. That's where Lance Fowler likes to put him. So 0-1 the count to Connor Smith. As Fowler stretches and pitches. It's fastball a little outside. Evens the count of ball and a strike to Connor Smith. Branson Morrison stands on deck. Fowler stretches and pitches. It's a fastball inside. Gets away from Heidenwith. Zach couldn't find it, but I don't think Trevin Small saw it either. He stayed put at first. So 2-1 the count to Connor Smith. Fowler stretches, pitches, swung on, and missed strike two. Heater at about letter high. Smith swung through it, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Connor Smith, as Fowler stretches, pitches, strike three, call. As Connor Smith goes down on strikes for the first out, that'll bring in Branson Morrison. That's the fourth strikeout for Lance Fowler. As Morrison, right-handed hitting first baseman, first pitch is strike, call right down the middle. 0-1 to count to Branson Morrison. Eddie Berry moves on deck. As Lance Fowler stares in, checks the runner, the stretch and the pitch on the way, high, ball one. Keeps the count of ball on a strike to Morrison. As Morrison stands, he's deep in the box. Fowler stretches, pitches, the outside, ball two. So 2-1 the count to Branson Morrison. As Fowler stretches and pitches, swung on and foul, backing out of play. Even the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes to Branson Morrison. Again, Eddie Berry on deck. Trevin Small on the first base with nobody out. As Fowler stretches, pitches, swung on and missed strike three. So that's the second out for Skyler County. Eddie Berry, the center fielder, will stand in. Left-handed hitter tiptoes into the box, stands even with the plate. As Lance Fowler checks the runner at first. First pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Heater about belt high, and it's 0-1 on Eddie Berry. As Fowler stretches, And pitches. There goes Small to second. Throw down there, not in time, as Trevin Small had a heck of a jump. He's on at second with two out. Strong throw by Heidenwith. Zach didn't have a chance. As Lance Fowler paying more attention to the batter. Next pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. So Eddie Berry goes down on strikes. He'll put it out for the second inning in a row. Lance Fowler strikes out the side. For Schuyler County, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We played 1.5 from Schuyler County after 1.5. It's Putnam County 5 and Schuyler County nothing. And tonight's game is being brought to you on KMEM by these Schuyler County Boosters, Carpet Plus, Floyd and Furniture in Kirksville. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City. By Hoffman's Harrison Insurance Company in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. Also by the Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slate Polaris ATVs north of Memphis, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis. So we go back to the top of the order for the bottom of the second for Putnam County, Lance Fowler, Jaden Pribble, and Gage Pearson. As Putnam County batted around and bottom the first going 5 runs. So there's the throw to second. Lance Fowler walked and scored his first time up. So Lance Fowler strides to the plate. Right-handed hitter. Looks down to Wayne Robinson. No signal there. He's leading off. His leadoff hitter, his job is to get on base. So, Seventh, first pitch, swung on a face hit. That's a diving Connor Smith at third base. So, Lance Fowler, first pitch swinging, a single. Past the third baseman, Connor Smith. That brings up Jaden Pribble. He was hit by a pitch and scored his first time up. 5-0, Putnam County the lead. Runner at first, nobody out, bottom of the second. There's a courtesy throw by Sevitz to first base just to let Lance know he's there. Sevitz says, Lance, I know you're there. So here's the throw. First pitch, it's strike call at the belt. As Sevitz changed up on Pribble, 0-1 the count on Jaden Pribble. As Pribble stands up in the box. Seventh stretches and pitches. There's the bunt, and it hit, bounces back toward home plate, but Wendy was right there to catch it on the bounce, so it wouldn't come back into fair play, and it's 0-2 to Jaden Pribble. As Pribble looks down to Coach Robinson, now Pribble stands in. 0-2 the count on Jaden Pribble as Seventh stretches and pitches. Swung on a face hit. Just over the bag. Goes down into the corner. It's picked up by the left fielder, Ryan Ferris. That's a double for Jaden Pribble. So a single and a double. All of a sudden, Putnam County again, runners at second and third. Brings in Gage Pearson. He doubled and drove in a couple of runs his first time up, then later scored. So Pearson, tall right-handed hitter. Seventh, first pitch, swung on, popped it up. Who wants it? Connor Smith, no, now. Seventh says he wants it and puts it away. So Gage Pearson pops out to the pitcher for the first out. That'll bring in Zach Heidenwith, reached on an error, his first time up and scored. So, a base on ball scored, a hit by pitch scored, an error scored, and another base on ball scored. So, 4 out of 5 runs were Jimmy by Schuyler County. Next pitch, first pitch swung on and blasted foul down the third baseline. Blaine Robinson will run down the left field line, picks up the ball, gets it back to Seventh. and it's 0-1 to Zach Heidenwith. On deck, Braden McReynolds. Still second and third for Putnam County and one out. Pitch by Seventh is a change up high. Leaves the cattle ball on a strike to Zach Heidenwith. Lance Fowler on at third. Jaden Pribble on at second, one out. Putnam County on top, 5-0. As Seventh checks the runner, the pitch on the way. Swung on, high fly ball in the left field, way back. Eddie Berry tried to catch it, couldn't do it. One run scores. Pribble will come in to score. And into second base goes Zach Heidenwith with a double. So it's 7-0, Putnam County with the lead. So Braden McReynolds will stand in. Yes, that's the first base hit for Zach Heidenwith. As McReynolds grounded back to the pitcher his first time up. Vinny Jones stands on deck. As Sevitz. Now the home plate umpire says we're ready to go. As Elliott Sevitz stretches, checks the runner. And the pitch on the way. Strike call. A changeup. Broke right over the heart of the plate, and it's 0-1 to Braden McReynolds. McReynolds, a left-handed hitting second baseman. Gets a sign from Coach Robinson. Stands back in. Sevitz, as McReynolds shows bunt, he bunts it, and it's a good one. There will be no play for Buddy Smith. The great McReynolds, a bunt single, and that got Zach Heidenwith to third base. McReynolds goes to first, and that brings up Vinny Jones as he grounded to shortstop his first time up. So now first and third for Putnam County. Still one out. As on the third base, Zach Heidenwith. Now throw to first, gets away from the first baseman. As there goes McReynolds around to third. And he slides in. The throw was late. So that's going to be an E1. Heidenwith will score. That makes it 8-0. And McReynolds goes clear to third on the error. And the count, well, it hadn't nothing been thrown to Vinny Jones yet. First pitch is high. In fact, he ducked out of the way of it. And it's 8-0. Putnam County with the lead. As Sevitz winds and fires, swung on and missed strike one. 1-1 to count on Vinny Jones. Carter Quint stands on deck. On at third base is Braden McReynolds. One out, bottom of the second. Elliott Sevitz winds and fires. It's strike two call. Another changeup, and it's a ball and two strikes to Vinny Jones. As Elliott Sevitz looks in the windy, gets the sign. The wind and the pitch swung on. It's going to be a one-hopper. Nice play by Smith over to first in time for the out. As Vinny Jones grounds out 5-3, Smith caught that on a short hop and threw out Jones, but he drove in a run as Braden McReynolds comes in to score to make it 9-0. So Carter Quint stands in, walked and scored his first time up. As Sevitz winds and fires. Strike call at the letters. 0-1 the count to Carter Quint. On deck is Braden Walter. As Sevitz winds, fires, a slider caught the outside corner to knees. And it's 0-2 to Carter Quint. So Sevitz trying to get out of inning right here. The wind and the pitch. Swung on and missed another slider. Carter Quint goes down on strikes for the third out, but Putnam County strikes again as they score four runs on 1, 2, 3, 4. Four base hits, one Schuyler County error, and nobody left for the Midgets. And we played two from Schuyler County, and after two, it's Putnam County 9, and Schuyler County nothing, as tonight's game is being brought to you on KMEM by these Putnam County Boosters, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank, and Unionville Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, by the Unionville Republican and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, north of Memphis, and by these Schuyler County Boosters, Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, and by the Schuyler County R1 Booster Club. As we have a new pitcher, is that going to be Zach Hyden with? Let me see if I can find. No. Okay, Zach Hyden with will pitch. Carter Quint will come in to catch. And if it's like always, Lance Fowler will go to center. Pribble will move to right. Is that the way it was, Janice? That's kind of the way Wayne likes to do it. So Zach Hyden with, as Lance Fowler pitched two innings, no hit, struck out six, and walked one. So Lance Fowler done for the evening. So head 9-0, Zach Heidenworth. And this last year when they made the Final Four, the third place game, Lance Fowler pitched a couple of innings. Putnam County down 9-0 after two innings. He made the same rotation, brought Zach Heidenworth from behind the plate, just kind of a clockwise move. Heidenworth pitched three innings. Gave up no runs. They finally caught. The team they were playing took a one-run lead. Then they took the counterclockwise move, put Lance Fowler back in, and he threw smoke and shut them down, and they won third place last year in the Final Four by a final of 12-9, I believe it was, 11-9. So Cooper Amon will lead things off. The number 8 hitter, Bryson Wilson, on deck. Then back to the top of the order in Cale Wendy. Top of the third, 9-0, as Heidenworth, first pitch on the way in, high and tight, as Cooper Amon jumped out of the way. And it's 1-0 to Cooper Amon. Heidenworth winds, fires, high, ball two. 2-0 to Cooper Amon. As Zach Heidenworth works in a hurry. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed strike one. So two balls on a strike to Cooper Amon. Amon, right-handed hitting right fielder. Pitch from Heidenworth. It's a changeup and fouled out of play off the end of the bat. And it evens the count, two balls and two strikes to Cooper Amon. So Heidenworth gets a new baseball. Amon stands back in, right-handed hitter waits. Heidenworth, pitch on the way. It's high, gets by Carter Quint. Hits the padded backstop, bounces back to Carter. Gets it back to Heidenworth. Now Amon stands in. 3-2 pitch on the way. Strike three call. As Cooper Amon goes down on strike, 7th strikeout for Schuyler County hitters. That's the first out. The top of the third brings in Bryson Wilson. So Bryson Wilson, right-handed hitting second baseman. Heidenworth's first pitch to Wilson. Strike, call at the knees. 0-1 the count to Bryson Wilson on deck, Cale Wendy. As next pitch swung on, foul straight back, and it's quickly 0-2 to Bryson Wilson. As Quint picks the ball up, gets it back to Heidenworth. So 0-2 the count to Bryson Wilson. Heidenworth winds, fire, swung on, and missed strike three. That's the second out, and back to the top of the order, and Cale Wendy. So 8 strikeouts out of the first 9 hitters for Schuyler County. Heidenworth winds, fires, a changeup in the dirt. And it's 1-0 to Cale Wendy. Elliott Sevitz moves on deck. Nobody on, 2 out for Schuyler County. Heidenworth's pitch on the way. Swung on, 1 hopper right back to Zach over the first in time. And Cale Lindy grounds out 1-3 for the third out. And for Schuyler County in the top of the third, 1-2-3, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We played 2.5 from Schuyler County after 2.5. It's Putnam County 9 and Schuyler County nothing. And this evening's ball game is being brought to you on KMM by the Schuyler County Boosters, Schuyler County Times weekly newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis. As we go to the bottom of the third, it'll be 8-9-1 for Putnam County. Braden Walter, Reese Brundage, and back to the top of the order, and Lance Fowler. As Putnam County scored 5 runs in the first, 4 runs in the second. Elliott Savage starts his second full inning of work as he came on in relief of Trevin Small in the first inning. So he came on the middle of the first, pitched the second. Here he is to pitch the third. As we're waiting for Cale Lindy to get his catching gear on, he made the last out. So when he gets out here, he'll probably take one pitch from seventh, throw it to second, and we'll be on our way. Coming up the next semifinal game, number 2 seed Marceline will take on the number 3 seed Scotland County Tigers. There's the throw to second. Around the horn it goes. And Braden Walker walked his first time out. Braden Walter, rather, walked his first time up. First baseman stands in as Elliott Sevitz winds, fires, change up just a little bit high, and it's 1-0 to Braden Walter. Reese Brundage on deck as Elliott Sevitz winds and fires. Strike, call it to knees. Evens a count of ball on a strike to Braden Walter as Sevitz. 1-1 pitch on the way. It's high, ball 2. So 2-1 the count to Braden Walter. Bottom of the third, Putnam County on top, 9-0. Sevitz, next pitch. It's a slider outside. 3-1 the count to Braden Walter. As Walter waits, Sevitz winds and pitches. It's high, ball 4. As Braden Walters draws a leadoff base on balls, takes first, and Reese Brundage, the number 9 hitter, will stand in. He singled his first time up, but was stranded at third as Putnam County scored 1 run. The next guy tried to come home, and he was thrown out at the plate. So the first pitch to Brundage is outside, ball 1. 1-0 the count. To Reese Brundage on deck, Lance Fowler. So Brundage, right-handed hitter, waits. Sevitz pitch on the way. Bounces into the dirt. Now the throw to first and knocked down by Morrison. 2-0 the count to Reese Brundage. Sevitz stretches and pitches. Strike call. Right down the middle is 2-1 to Reese Brundage. Brundage singled his first time up. As a runner at first, that's Walter. Sevitz stretches, pitches. Strike 2. Slow curveball caught the outside corner at the knees. And it was 2 balls and 2 strikes to Reese Brundage. As Elliott Sevitz stretches and pitches a high ball, and Cale Lindy had to leap to catch that ball, or it would have gone to the backstop. So now it's 3 balls and 2 strikes to Reese Brundage. Sevitz stretches and pitches. Swung on, ground ball to short. Small up with a second for 1 on the first, not in time. So Walter is forced out at second base. Reese Brundage, a fielder's choice.
Now batting, number 8.
We go back to the top of the first, top of the order for Putnam County, and it's Lance Fowler He walked in the first and scored, singled in the second and scored. Here he is in the third with the runner at first and one out. That's Elliot Sevitz. Stretches and pitches. There goes the runner to second, throw to second, not in time. Has reached Brundage, steals it. Elliot Sevitz, I don't think ever looked at him, had a heck of a jump. So Brundage on at second with one out. And 1-0 the count to Lance Fowler. Fowler, tall right-handed hitter. Sevitz checks the runner. Now the pitch. In the dirt, nice block by Cale Windy. 2-0 to Lance Fowler. Top four hitters in this order are tremendous. They pitchers try everything, mostly change-ups, and the next pitch is high for ball three. So I don't know whether he's going to give in to Lance Fowler or not. He's got Pribble on deck. 3-0 the count. As Sevitz pitch on the way, it's high, ball four. So he did not give in to Lance Fowler. Sid walked him, so first and second for Putnam County. One out, bottom of the third, Jaden Pribble. And now Brad Moncrief will come out to talk to Elliot Sevitz. As Jaden Pribble was hit by a pitch in the first and scored, doubled in the second and scored. Now it looks like we're going to change pitchers again, and this time it's going to be Connor Smith. Goes to the dugout, get a different glove. So I would say Sevitz probably will go to third, and Connor Smith will come in to pitch. And I'll be back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company for your internet and telephone needs.
The score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of players, coaches, and spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
Community Bank of Memphis, on the north side of the Memphis Square.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Hey, and welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County Irwin High School. Connor Smith, the new pitcher, and Elliot Sevitz goes to third base. Trevin Small at shortstop, and that brings in Jaden Pribble. One for two with two runs scored as Connor Smith first pitch to Pribble. Strike call at the knees. 0-1 the count to Jaden Pribble. I forgot to tell you, Janice, anything you hear me say, you can't repeat. No, I know it. You're fine. I'm just having to mess with you a little bit. So the next pitch to Pribble is a slider that he fouls at the plate, and it's 0-2 to Jaden Pribble. Gage Pearson on deck. First and third for the Midgets. Smith's pitch on the way. It's a fastball high. Ball and two strikes to Jaden Pribble. So Pribble, right-handed hitter, stands in. Connor Smith looks in, now checks the runner at second. Pitch on the way. And it hit Pribble again. So Jaden Pribble's been hit twice by a pitch. And now the bases are loaded for Putnam County, and Gage Pearson strides to the plate as He doubled and scored in the first inning, popped out to the pitcher in the second. Here he is in the third. So Connor Smith will go to the line. First pitch to Pearson. Strike, call it to knees. 0-1 the count to Gage Pearson. Outfielders back way up. Smith, pitch on the way. Change up in the dirt, blocked by Wendy. As on at third is Brundage. On at second is Fowler. And on at first, Jaden Tribble. One out. And 1-1 the count to Gage Pearson. Pitch on the way. Swung on, a long one in left field. It'll get down. Bounces over the fence. That's going to be a break for Scott County. That would have cleared the bases. Took one hop. Bounced over the fence. So ground rule double for Gage Pearson. He's on at second. Moving to third is Jaden Tribble. Lance Fowler scores also. Well, I thought the bases were loaded. Yeah, they were. Reese Brundage scored. So two-run score. Here comes Zach Heidenlist. Swung on, popped it up. And it'll go out of play off the first base side. 11-0. Putnam County with the lead. 5-1, 4-2, two here in the bottom of the third. As Connor Smith, 0-1 pitch to Heidenlist. Swung on, a ground ball to third. Sevitz has it. He'll throw it to first. Nice scoop by Morrison. But in the score, Jaden Tribble. And going to second, the third is Gage Pearson, and it's 13-0.
Next,
or 12-0. Putnam County to the lead. And Zach Heidenlist was thrown out 5-3 for the second out. As the first pitch by McReynolds is swung on and fouled out of play. So McReynolds has Pearson on the third base with two out. 0-1 the count on Braden McReynolds. As Connor Smith winds and fires. Try called a left-handed hitter. And it's 0-2 to Braden McReynolds. As Connor Smith stands on. The wind and the pitch, it's high. And 1-2 the count to McReynolds. Vinny Jones stands on deck. Pearson on a third base with two out. Already three runs across to the bottom of the third for Putnam County. Smith's pitch on the way. Change up and blocked by Wendy. Didn't go that far from Kale. And Pearson's going to stay at third. Evens the count, two balls and two strikes on Braden McReynolds. So McReynolds stands deep in the box. Smith winds and pitches. Swung on and missed strike three. So Braden McReynolds goes down on strikes for the third out. And for the bottom of the third, Putnam County scores three runs on one, just one base hit. No Schuyler County errors and one left on base. We played three full from Schuyler County after three. It's Putnam County 12 and Schuyler County nothing. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Jay's Foods in Memphis.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
Schuyler County Mutual Insurance Company. InsurePro Incorporated, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. Dr. Tessa Post at Post Chiropractic Service, Memphis. Countryside Flowers in Memphis.
At Wells Hometown Drug in Bloomfield, we treat you like family. The most important thing we offer our patients is old-fashioned customer service. We carry a full line of prescription and over-the-counter items. No matter how many medications you take, we would be happy to take care of you at Wells Hometown Drug, just off the southeast corner of the square in Bloomfield. Check out our website at WellsHometownDrug.com or like us on Facebook under Wells Hometown Drug.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County, Iowa High Schools. We go to the top of the fourth inning, first semifinal game of the evening, and Putnam County leading Scotland County 12-0. And for Scotland County at the top of the fourth, it's 2-3-4. Elliot Sevitz, Ryan Ferris, and Trevin Small. If anybody gets on, Connor Smith. And just one inning for Zach Heidenwith. They bring Lance Fowler back in to pitch. Zach Heiden will go back behind the plate. There's a throw to second. And here we go, the top of the fourth. Trevin Small, right now the only Scotland County Ram to reach base as he drew a walk from Lance Fowler in the second inning. Otherwise, everybody, well, no, Kay Lundy grounded out. So Fowler's first pitch is fastball outside to Elliot Sevitz. As Fowler, again, works in a hurry. Next pitch, fastball swung on and popped up. It goes out of play. So 1-1 to count to Elliot Sevitz. Sevitz has played short. He's pitched, and now he's at third. Fowler winds and fires. Swung on, ground ball to short. Pearson up with it. Over to first. In time for the out. As Sevitz grounds out 6-3 for the first out. That'll bring up Ryan Ferris. Struck out his first time up. So Ryan Ferris with Trevin Small moves on deck. 12-0, Putnam County with a lead. Fowler's first pitch. Swung on and popped up. And Walter goes back in foul territory and away. As Ryan Ferris fouls out to first base with a second out. And Trevin Small on the Ram to reach base. He drew a walk back in the second inning. Stands deep in the box as Fowler looks in. First pitch to Small. It's a changeup, high and outside, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Trevin Small. As Fowler winds and fires. It's a fastball a little bit outside. 0-2 the count to Trevin Small. Connor Smith moves on deck. As Fowler winds and fires, swung on, missed strike one. That was some serious heat that time. Right at the knees, and Small swung through it. 2-1 to Trevin Small as Fowler's next pitch. Swung on and missed. He couldn't lay off the high hard one now. It's 2-2 on Trevin Small. As Lance Fowler looks in, winds. Fire, swung on and missed a changeup as Trevin Small goes down on strikes to the third out. And for Scotland County in the top of the fourth, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We played 3.5 from Scotland County after 3.5. Putnam County 12 and Scotland County nothing. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 54. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow. High of 81, overcast skies. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows around 60, cloudy. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday and Thursday, 77. Wednesday, 82. Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 77.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County Iowa High Schools. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Putnam County leading 12-0. And for the midgets in the fourth, it'll be Vinny Jones, Carter Quint, and Braden Walter. And if anybody gets on, Reese Brundage. So 6, 7, and 8 to lead off for the Midgets. As Vinnie Jones is 0-for-2, grounded to short in the first, grounded to third in the second, and in here he is in the fourth. And moving on deck, Carter Quint. So Vinnie Jones, right-handed hitter, stands in. He'll face Connor Smith for the first time tonight. As Smith winds and fires, swung on, a bouncing ball picked up by Small in front of second base on the first in time for the out. And Vinnie Jones grounds out 6-3 for the first out.
Next up,
now Carter Quint. As Quint on the night walked and scored the first, struck out in the second. As Smith gets his sign from Cale Windy. The wind and the pitch. Swung on a slow curve, fouled a straight back. And it's 0-1 to Carter Quint. As Cale Windy picks the ball up, hands it to Joel Shipman. 0-1 the count to Carter Quint. As Smith winds and fires, swung on, popped up. As everybody chases it, and nobody could get to it. It's the front of the first base dugout. That's the home dugout, but Putnam County's in that dugout tonight. They are the home team. So, into the count to Carter Quint. As Smith winds and fires, swung on a base hit in the center field. Taking on a big hop by Eddie Berry. And Carter Quint with a one-out base hit. He's on at first base. Now to bring in Brayden Walter. And he has walked twice. So, Walter, long look down to Coach Robinson. Let's see what they have Walter do. If we try to get him to second, we're going to Smith. Checks the runner at first. First pitch is low, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Brayden Walter, first baseman for Putnam County, number 8 hitter. The winner of this ball game will play Wednesday night, the winner of our second game between Scotland County and Martin Lane. As Connor Smith, pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Pulled the string on Walter. Walter way out in front of it. Evens the count of ball and a strike. As Smith checks the runner at first. The stretch, the pitch. It's high, ball two. So 2-1 the count on Brayden Walter. Reese Brundage on deck on first base is Carter Quint. As Smith stretches. And pitches. It hit him. Third midget to be hit by a pitch in this ball game. I think all three pitchers have hit a batter. Small hit a batter. Hit Pribble. Seventh hit a batter. And now Connor Smith has hit a batter. That brings in Reese Brundage. As Brundage is 1-for-2. Single in the first. Reached on a fielder's choice in the third and scored. So Connor Smith checks the runner second, now steps off the rubber. Points at Wilson maybe to try to hold him a little bit closer. As Smith stretches, pitches, swung on, foul ball as it hit Reese Brundage, just hit him off the small part of the leg. So now Blaine Robinson is going to come in, make sure he's all right. They're going to give him a second or two to try to walk that off. That hurt. But Reese Brundage says he's all right, comes back to the plate. Right-handed hitter, third baseman. 0-1 the count. Now he looks down to Coach Robinson for the signs. Brundage stands back in. Runners at first and second. Quint on at second. Walter on at first. Swears the bunt and pulls it back, takes it high for ball one. So 1-1 the count on Reese Brundage. One out in the bottom of the fourth. First and second for Putnam County. Connor Smith stands on. Stretches, checks Quint at second. Now the pitch on the way. Swung on and missed strike two. Again, pull the string on Brundage, and it's a ball and two strikes to reach Brundage. On deck, Lance Fowler. So Connor Smith, long look. Now the stretch and the pitch. Swung on. Another changeup, and Brundage just got it off the end of the bat. Count stays 1-2 on Brundage. So Connor Smith goes back, exchanges baseballs, or the base umpire checks the baseball, hands it back to Smith. Smith stands on the rubber, checks the runner at second. Now the pitch to Quint, now the throw to second, and Quint back in time. Smith doesn't like the lead that Carter Quint is getting. So he has a second baseman, Bryson Wilson, moving closer to the second base bag. Now the pitch to Brundage. Swung on, tap foul. Still a ball and two strikes to reach Brundage. 12-0, Putnam County with the lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. As Connor Smith stands on, looks in, the window gets his sign, checks the runner. Pitch to Brundage on the way, swung on, tap foul down the third baseline. As Sevitz picks it up, gets it back to Smith. Reese Brundage hanging tough. He's still 1-2 to Reese. Right-hander hitter waits. As Smith pitch on the way, swung on, another changeup. And Brundage still out in front of it, taps it foul, and it's still a ball and two strikes to reach Brundage. Brundage, shadow swing, now steps back in the box. As Smith, pitch on the way, swung on and missed as Reese Brundage goes down on strikes for the second out. That'll bring in top of the order and Lance Fowler. Lance has batted every inning. Walked into first and scored. Singled in the second and scored. Walked into third and scored. So here he is in the fourth. Connor Smith, first pitch to Lance Fowler. Swung on, foul back and off the screen. 0-1 the count to Lance Fowler. Wendy gets the ball back to Smith. Connor Smith steps on the rubber, looks in, now the stretch and checks on Quint at second. Now steps off the rubber as Small over to second base to hold him on. That left a huge hole at the shortstop position. Smith pitches. Swung on a long one in left field. It'll get down. It goes in the corner and bounces over the fence. Another ground rule double. This one by Lance Fowler. So coming in to score is Carter Quint. Going to third is Braden Walter. And going to second is Lance Fowler. And it's 13-0. Putnam County the lead as Jaden Pribble takes the first pitch for a ball from Connor Smith. So second, third, and next pitch to Pribble is strike call. So 1-1 to Pribble. As Connor Smith out of the wind. Pitch on the way. It's a little bit outside. Ball one. So, count of 2-1 to Jaden Pribble. And Smith. Pitch on the way. It's high and outside. Ball two. I'm trying to have everything in the wrong spot. So now I'm caught up. 3-1 the count to Jaden Pribble. Smith's pitch on the way. Strike call over the outside corner. Next pitch from Smith on the way. A high foul ball way out of play. This is okay. I was right the first time, but I think I'm going to be all right. So 3-2 the count on Pribble. Smith's pitch on the way. Swung on and missed strike three. So Jaden Pribble goes down on strikes for the second out.
After four, 13.
Oh, that's the third out, Jaden Pribble. Okay, so kind of messed this all up, but I'll handle it as Putnam County in the bottom of the fourth scores one run on 1-2 base hits. No errors, and they had two left on base. We've played four full from Schuyler County. And after four, it's Putnam County 13 and Schuyler County nothing. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
The score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of players, coaches, and spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station. Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. This is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School. So we go to the top of the fifth. Zach Heidenwith comes back to the mound for Putnam County. Putnam County on top 13-0. And Schuyler County right now three outs away from ending their season. And Schuyler County has been no hit. And they've only had one base runner. That was Trevor Small. He walked back in the second inning. As Connor Smith will lead things off, hiding with first pitch is over the low ball one. As Connor Smith struck out looking in the second inning, as hiding with winds, fires, it's a little bit outside, ball two. So 2-0 the count on Connor Smith. Branson Morrison stands on deck as hiding with pitch on the way, swung on, ground ball. To McReynolds at second, up with it, over to first, and gets away from the first baseman. That's going to go as an E4. So E4, and Connor Smith is on base to lead off the top of the fifth for Schuyler County. And that'll bring in Branson Morrison. It's a slow roller that McReynolds had to come a long way for, pick it up, and throw off the wrong foot. That caused the bad throw. So first pitch, Morrison strike. Call a slow curveball from Zach Heidenwith. As Morrison struck out back in the second inning. Next pitch, swung on, ground ball to third, and knocked down by Brundage over to first. Got him. Reese Brundage is a high bouncer. He knocked it down, picked it back up, took his time, and throws Morrison out. So Branson Morrison rounds up 5-3 for the first out, and Eddie Berry will stand in, struck out in the second inning. So the left-handed hitter waits is down to second, one Connor Smith. second Ram to reach second base in this ball game. So Eddie Berry stands in, little left-handed center fielder. First pitch swung on and missed strike one. Heidenlith puts the mustard behind that one. As Zach Heidenlith gets the sign from Carter Quint. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Couldn't lay off the high, hard one. And it's 0-2 to Eddie Berry. As Berry waits, Heidenlith stretches, pitches outside. And it's 2-2 to Eddie Berry. Well, I thought it was 1-2. Nope, it's 2-2. So 2-2 to Eddie Berry. Heidenlith checks the runner. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed strike three. As they peel to the base umpire, and yes, he did go around for the second out. Now Schuyler County down to their final out as Cooper Amon will stand in. Connor Smith at second base. 13-0, Putnam County to the lead. As Heidenlith, pitch on the way, swung on and fouled back and out of play. Okay, now, is that a 6 or an 8 on Heidenlith? Well, okay, I had him 6, or I thought somebody said 8. I had him at 6. Next pitch is a slow curveball strike call, and Schuyler County down to their final out of this season. As Heidenlith trying to end it right here, checks the runner at second. Now time is called. As I think the baseball came back in. So 0-2 on Cooper Amon. As Heidenlith stretches and pitches. Little bit high, ball one. So 1-2 the count to Cooper Amon. As Amon stands in. Heidenlith stands on. Stretching the pitch. Strike! Whoa! Everybody went, ooh. It looked like Ronson. It was a little bit inside. Nice eye by Cooper Amon, all I can say. So deuces are wild. 2-2 the count. Two outs. Heidenlith's pitch on the way. Strike three. Cooper Amon goes down on strikes, and that's the end of the ball game. Four in the top of the fifth. It's Schuyler County scores no runs, no hits, one Putnam County error, one left on base, and the final score, Putnam County advances to Wednesday night championship game by defeating Schuyler County, 13-0. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Everyone at KMEM Radio and these participating businesses wish to extend their congratulations to the Schuyler County R1 class of 2022. This year's graduating class from Schuyler County R1 includes McKinley Reese Ashleman, Bailey Jane Atkinson, Cheyenne Ray Bass, Haley Marguerite Burns, Kennedy Claire Burns, Emily Rose Byrne, Weston Lee Byrne, Kyra Ann Cullers, Rebecca Kathleen Davenport, Emily Louise Durham, and Hallie Marie Eggers. Congratulations on your graduation and best of luck in all your future endeavors from everyone at KMEM Radio and these participating businesses.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
Farming can be dangerous, so take time for safety. Look out for power lines before exiting a vehicle, when loading and transporting machinery, and when raising equipment arms, extensions, and truck beds. Use caution when handling irrigation pipe, ladders, or anything that could reach an overhead power line. Keep equipment at least 10 feet from power lines and use a spotter when moving tall loads. Keep safety first. Always. Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your proud Touchstone member.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School. It's the final as the Putnam County Midgets defeat Schuyler County in five innings by a final of 13-0. Line score for Putnam County, 13 runs on 9 hits, 1 error, and 4 left on base. For Schuyler County, they were no hit, no runs, no hits, 1 error, 2 left on base. As Schuyler County ends their season with a record of 8-9, Putnam County advances to the championship game on Wednesday night, and they improve to 16-2. And it's time to say so long to two outstanding young men playing their last baseball game as a Schuyler County Ram, Trevin Small and Branson Morrison. So Trevin Small and Branson Morrison, we wish you the very best in whatever you two guys decide to do in your future endeavors. So, again, Putnam County will advance. They'll play Wednesday night at the winner of the next game coming up, Schuyler County and Marceline. So, again, the line score for Putnam County, 13 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, 4 left on base. And for Schuyler County, no runs, no hits, 1 error, and 2 left on base. Schuyler County, 8-9. Putnam County improves to 16-2. I'll be back with the next game. Dave, I'm going to say at least 30 minutes. This is KMEM Sports.